This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to the Dopamine Detox Challenge. You know, in this crazy digital world we live in, it's easy to get caught up in the hustle, chasing that dopamine hit from every notification, like, ever feel like you're constantly trying to keep up with the Joneses on Instagram or Facebook? You know that feeling when you scroll through your feed and everyone else seems to be living their best lives, while you're just, well, trying to get through the day? Today, we're diving into something a little different. Cultivating humility. It's not about being less than, it's about being more aware, more open to learning, and ultimately, more human. Now, I know what you might be thinking, humility? Isn't that kinda boring? Trust me, it's anything but. Think of it like this. Imagine a world where everyone was genuinely interested in learning from each other, where no one felt the need to constantly prove themselves. Sounds pretty awesome, right? Well, that's the power of humility. It's about recognizing our limitations, not as weaknesses, but as opportunities for growth. So, what are some key takeaways we can grab onto and make a part of our daily lives? Let's dive in. First off, practice active listening. I mean really listening, not just waiting for your turn to talk. Pay attention to what others have to say, ask clarifying questions, and try to see things from their perspective. It's amazing how much we can learn when we truly listen to each other. Remember that time you thought you had all the answers, only to realize someone else had a completely different and brilliant solution? That's humility in action. Next up, be open to feedback. This one's tough, I get it. No one likes being told they're wrong. But honestly, constructive criticism is a gift. It gives us the opportunity to learn and grow. Think of it like this. Feedback is like a GPS for your personal development. Sure, sometimes it might take you off your planned route, but it's ultimately guiding you towards your destination. Third, celebrate the successes of others. Don't let envy or jealousy creep in. Instead, genuinely celebrate their achievements and share in their joy. Remember, there's enough room for everyone to win. Now, let's talk about embracing our imperfections. No one is perfect, folks. We all make mistakes, we all have flaws. Instead of trying to hide them, own them. Embrace your quirks and unique qualities. They're what make you, you. And finally, practice gratitude. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life, your health, your loved ones, even the little things like a sunny day or a delicious cup of coffee. A grateful heart is a humble heart. You know, I was struggling with this whole humility thing a few years back. I just landed this awesome new gig, and I was feeling pretty good about myself, let's be honest. But then, I met this incredible mentor who showed me the power of being open to learning from others. He didn't have all the answers, but he was willing to share what he knew and always encouraged me to ask questions. It was a game changer. So, how can you put these key takeaways into practice? Start by making a conscious effort to listen more actively. Ask for feedback on your work or projects, even if it feels uncomfortable. Celebrate the achievements of others, big and small. Remember that it's okay to not have all the answers. In fact, it's often where the greatest learning opportunities lie. And finally, take a few moments each day to practice gratitude. Look, cultivating humility is an ongoing journey, not a destination. It's about constantly striving to be better versions of ourselves, both individually and as a community. By embracing these principles, we can create a more open, supportive, and ultimately, more fulfilling world for everyone. So, are you ready to embark on this journey with me? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. And remember, stay tuned for our next episode where we'll be diving into the power of mindful technology use. Until then, take care and keep striving for that screen-free mindset. Catch you all soon.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.